Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Norbin Pradhan. The nation pays homage to the chief architect of the Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 134th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, ministers, parliamentarians and other dignitaries will pay floral tributes to Baba Saheb at his statue at the Parliament House complex this morning. Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar donned many hats, being social reformer, economist, politician who dedicated his life for the people. Baba Saheb, Dr. Ambedkar, worked steadfast throughout his life to end social and caste discrimination against the marginalized sections of the society. From a humble beginning, he went on to become the first Law and Justice Minister of independent India. He was awarded India's highest civilian honor, the Bharat Ratna, in 1990 posthumously. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted fellow citizens on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In a message, the president described Baba Saheb as a man of prodigious abilities and a multifaceted personality. She added that his contributions across various fields will continue to inspire future generations to work with commitment for nation building. The president also urged everyone to pledge to adopt the ideals of Dr. Ambedkar in their lives and work to build a nation that embodies the spirit of social harmony and equality. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch multiple projects in Haryana on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti today. The Prime Minister will flag off a commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and lay the foundation stone of the new terminal building of Hisar Airport. In Yamunanagar, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects including the 800-megawatt power unit of Din Bandhu Chotu Ram Thermal Power Plant, compressed biogas plant in Mukarabpur, and over 14-kilometer Rewari bypass project under Bharatmala project at the cost of over 1,000 crore rupees. For the first time, India has showcased its capability to shoot down fixed-wing aircraft, missiles and swarm drones using a 30-kilowatt laser-based weapon system. India has joined the list of selected countries, including the US, China and Russia, that have shown such a capability. The Center for High Energy Systems and Sciences, CHESS Hyderabad, a premier center of Defense Research and Development Organization, DRDO, conducted a successful field demonstration of the land version of vehicle-mounted laser-directed weapon DU-MK-2A at Kurnool in Andhra Pradesh yesterday. Secretary, Department of Defense Research and Development and Chairman, DRDO, Dr. Samir V. Kamath said, "This is just the beginning of the journey." He expressed confidence that the synergy that this lab has achieved with other DRDO labs, industry and academia, it will take to the destination soon.
This is one of the technologies, but we are also working on other high energy systems like high energy microwaves, electromagnetic pulse. So we are working on several technologies which will give us the Star Wars capability. So there are several projects which are now reaching its maturity. Over the next 6 months to 1 year, you will see several of our systems getting inducted.
The Directorate of Revenue Intelligence has seized 52.67 kilograms of methamphetamine worth over 52 crore rupees on the outskirts of Mizoram. Two persons involved in trafficking the drug were arrested. The Ministry of Finance in a statement yesterday said that the operation was carried out late at night on 11th April. It added that the operation uncovered a novel method of concealing and transporting smuggled drugs. Around 53 meticulously packed brick-sized packets were found hidden within the folds of the truck's tarpaulin cover. In a landmark event celebrating the rich cultural heritage of the Rengma community, the Rengma Heritage Village Khwen Phen was officially inaugurated on April 12. The initiative, conceptualized by the Kasha Lorin Village Union and approved by the Rengma Hoho, aims to preserve the traditions, customs and historical significance of the Rengma people. The inauguration marks a major milestone in the community's ongoing efforts to safeguard its cultural heritage while fostering unity and brotherhood among its members. Speaking at the event, President of the Rengma Hoho, Tesin Losemi, emphasized that vital role of unity and mutual respect in ensuring the progress of any community. He called upon the community to uphold the values of discipline, honesty and integrity that were deeply rooted in the lives of their forefathers. The Khwen Phen Heritage Site also carries historical importance for other communities, including the Sumi and Lotha, some of whom are believed to have ancestral ties to the area through early migration. And that's all the news we have for you this morning. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.